Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Beis, and we're starting near the top with Halacha Tes. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarbas Riaka Moshe Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. So this mission is really a continuation of the previous one, which was discussing the type of kavana, and it brought the pasuk regarding Moshe Rabbeinu lifting up his hands while the Yidden were fighting Amalek, and if they looked at his hands and focused on Hashem, so they would win. If not, then they would lose. This mission continues discussing another situation in Midbar where the Yidden had spoken lashon hara. Hashem sent snakes to attack them. So Kiryat Sabar similarly says Mishnah V'yarmashal Moshe. The pasuk says Hashem said to Moshe, "Asay l'cha sarof." Make for yourself a sarof if it's in the Gaimer and put it on a pole, and anyone that looked at the snake on the pole would get healed, and if not, he wouldn't. Now the question is, is it a snake on a pole that will cause a person to die or that will heal him? El rather, as long as they're looking upwards, and subjugating their hearts to the Father in Shemayim, so they would get healed. So they would die. Now Omar Rabbi Yosef says, there are four places in Torah where Hashem said, make for yourself something. With three of them, Hashem said what to do, but one of them Hashem didn't. Namely, we have Asei Lecha Teva Atzei Gofer. Hashem told Noach, make for yourself a Teva out of what? Atzei Gofer. And we know the Torah describes the Teva very clearly. Then we have another pasuk that says Asei Lecha Shtei Chatzoyos Kasef. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to make two trumpets out of silver. And then we have another time there where Hashem told Yeshua, Asei Lecha Charesurim, make for yourself literally swords out of stone. Namely, make for yourself sharp knives out of stone and give the Yidden bris milas. So these are all very clear. However, when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Asei Lecha Saraf Loi Pirish, he didn't explain what it should be made out of. So Amar Moshe, Moshe said, Ikar lo nachashu, isn't a saraf itself a nachash? Saraf is another name for a nachash. Lefikach, therefore, vayas Moshe nechash nechoshes. It says in Pasuk that Moshe made a nachash out of nechoshes, out of copper, because that's what the word is. Nachash is like nechoshes. Says the Gemara, Mikan ha-yomeru d'ar-shemais, from here, Meru darshan a person's name to actually mean something. Because if nachash could mean nechoshes, so name could mean something important. And here we have a story. Chad bar nash havashme kidar, there was a fellow whose name was Kidar. Amar lo Rameir, Rameir told people, Huvel chayn minei, stay away from him, bar nash bishu. He's a no good person. Why? Because his name is Kidar, and we have a pasuk that tells us Kidar Tapuchas Hema, which loosely translated means they're an upside down generation. That's Kidar. That's a fellow's name, Kidar. So stay away from him. Now going back to the Chash and Chayshes, Rav Levi says B'shem Rochon Rachanina, the Haya Hanashoch Enksiv Kan. It doesn't say he who was bitten is going to look at it and live. Ella Kol Hanashoch, anybody who was bitten. Mashma Afilin Shechas Kal Afilin Shechas Nachash. That whether a person was bitten by a dog or by a snake, if he looked at this snake on a pole that Moshe Rabbeinu made, he'd be saved. However, Loi Damya, it's not 100%. Comparable. Nishichas Kalev v'ra, Nishichas Nachash v'hibit. We actually have two different psukim. One pasuk says that he saw the Nachash and Nachashes v'ra'a and he would get healed. Another pasuk says v'hibit, that he looks. And that's where the difference is. When a person is bitten by a dog, all he has to do is just see it. Whereas if he's bitten by a snake, it has to be v'hibit. He has to look at it, which is a more intense and focused looking as opposed to just seeing, and only then he would get healed. Now, why is there this difference? So review the Bar Gezeres, says Rishin Ravacha, Nishichas Kalev she'inu minoy, getting bitten by a dog, that's not the same min as the snake. That's something totally different. So for all a person has to do was see it. Whereas Nishichas Nachash Minoi, getting bitten by a snake, which is that min, vehibit, so a person has to look. Now Rabban Ami, they say different. Nishichas Kelev, She'ina Mechalchel, when a person is bitten by a dog, so whatever the bacteria goes into him, it doesn't penetrate deeply. It's not Mechalchel. So therefore, for all a person could do is just see the Nechash and Chashas and he's saved. Whereas Nishichas Nachash Mechalchel, the poison of the snake, that goes deep into him, so vehibit, a person has to actually look in order to get healed. And at Halacha Yod, we go back to discussing what we had three Mishnahs ago, which was about Kavanon, or to be Yotzei, so says the Mishnah, Cher Shaita V'Katon, a person who's deaf-mute, a Shaita, or somebody under Bar Mitzvah, Einim Yotzei Yisrael Midei Chavasan, they can't be Yotzei people in their Chayv, whether it's Tekiya Shefer or something else, and that's because Zakal, this is the rule, Kol She'eini Chayv B'Davar, if a person himself is not Chayv, Einim Yotzei Yisrael Midei Chavasan, they can't be Yotzei other people in their Chayv. So the Gemara tells us, Tanu Yev Ebraisa, Avol Amru, however they said, Ishu Bevechaz L'Bayla, Ever L'Rabbi, Katan L'Aviv, a woman could bench for her husband, a slave could bench for his master, and a Katan could bench for his father. So the question is, this all makes sense that a woman could bench for a husband, a slave could bench for his master, because both of them are chayv in benching mid ayraisa, so one could be mitzi the other. But katan la'aviv, a katan's allowed to bench for his father and be mitzi him. Like in Amar of Acha b'shem of Yasa bar Noirai, didn't he say as follows? Kol she'amru b'katan kedei l'chanchay, that anytime we say that a katan is chayv in something, it doesn't mean that mid ayraisa is chayv. The reason why he's chayv is the mitzvah of chinuch, but not that he's able to be mitzi his father. As a more answers, Tifter would explain, ba'ayin achrehen is where his father is answering after him. Namely, the katan, the child, he goes to cheder, so he knows how to bench. His father's an Amma Aretz, he doesn't know anything. So the child benches out loud, Baruch atah Hashem, and the father repeats after him, Baruch atah Hashem, so on and so forth. That way he's able to be yaitzeh, but again, it's not that the son is being mitzi his father. It's like what's learned in the Mishnah over there. That a person has an eved, isha, or katan reading for him, and he answers after what they're saying. So he's yaitzeh like that. However, it should be a curse on him, and tavim eira leben esrim shesarch leben eser, it should be a curse on a person who's 20 who needs somebody who's 10. That's because he's old enough, he should be able to learn by himself how to be able to read and be able to be yaitzeh and not have to have read a long time in order to be yaitzeh. So that's why he has this me'ira, he has this curse on him. Hajj al-Pak Ru Bezdin. While we're finishing the third parak of Masech HaShana, just like we should finish this parak together, we should finish the entire Masech together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalayim together. And without further ado, moving right on to the beginning of the last parak in the Masechta. So as it tells us, Yom Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbes, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, B'Mikdash HaYitaken, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow Shofar. It's actually Machlokes, as it was referring to the Beis HaMikdash and also Yerushalayim, or just the Beis HaMikdash. Right now we're going to be explaining it as just the Beis HaMikdash. So in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow Shofar, Avolay Medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, his going to be Yechem and Zakai. Rabbi Yechem and Zakai was Mitaken, Shu'Taken B'Chol Makom Sheish B'Bezin, that they would blow Shofar in any place where there was a Bezin. Now Omer Blazer says that no, his going to be Yechem and Zakai, Shu'Taken Ela B'Yavne B'Vad. Yechem and Zakai was only Mitaken that they blow Shofar in Yavne, that's where the Sanhedrin was, namely the Sanhedrin Gedolah, but any other place, even it had a Bezdin of Esri Mishalish of 23 Dayanim, that's like a mini Sanhedrin, still no blowing Shofar, only in Yavne. On top, here's a third opinion. Amr Loi, the Chum told him, Echad Yavne Vechad, Kol Makom Sheish BeBezdin, not only Yavne, but any place that had a Bezdin, and that's Mashma, even a Bezdin of just 3 Dayanim, they'd blow Shofar on Shabbos. The Gemara calls Mishnah, Yom Shalar Shon Vechulu, so Rabbi Ara, Papa Amar, he says as follows, the Rabbi Yechon and Roshim and Lakesh having Yisivin Makshe, Rabbi Yechon and Shlakesh were singing and asking as follows. Amrin, they said that Tanin, we learned in our Mishnah, Yom Shalar Shon Vechalis of Shabbos, when Roshon falls on Shabbos, B'Mikdash HaYitaken, in the Beis HaMikdash, they blow Shofar Avolay Medina, but not outside the Beis HaMikdash. Now the question is, in Dvar Torah, who, if this is Midai Raisa, so Avik Vulin Yidche. So even outside the Beis HaMikdash, blowing Shofar should be Daicha Shabbos. And in less with Dvar Torah, if it's not Midai Raisa, so Avik Mikdash Lo Yidche, even in the Beis HaMikdash, they should not be blowing Shofar on Shabbos. Now while they were talking, Avar Kahana, Kahana was passing by, and Amrin, they said, Hagavu Rabba, here's a great person, Dina Shalei, let's go ask him. So also in Shalei, they came and they asked him, Amar Loin, so Kahana told them, Kosvach number one passage says, Yom Trua, namely Yom Trua Yulachem, it shall be a day of Trua, which is mashma that we blow the Shofar. But then because of Acharim, another pasuk says, Zichron Trua, it's a remembrance of a Trua, mashma that we're not blowing Shofar, that we're just remembering the Shofar. So Hakei said, how do we understand? Seems like steer between two psukim. And it's a B'Shashu Chal B'Chol Yom Trua, one Russian falls out during the week, so it's a Yom Trua and you blow Shofar, whereas B'Shashu Chal B'Shabbos, Zichron Trua, when it falls out on Shabbos, it's just remembrance of Trua, Mazkirin of a Loi Taiken, we only mention Shofar, but we do not blow it. Now, if you notice, he didn't answer their question of what the difference between Mikdash and Medina is, but what he did tell them is it's definitely not a Daraisa. Now, according to some of Farshim, there's a clear machlokes between Bavli and Yerushalmi, because Bavli says very clearly that Kiyas Shofar is Chachma ve'ena Malacha, meaning it's not a Malacha Daraisa, whereas according to this, it seems to be pretty clear that it is a Malacha Daraisa. Now, before we clarify this further, we just have another sheet that's just like this. Rabzair Mifka Lechavraya, Rabzair instructed Lechon Bes Medrash, Ulan Rashimun Kalid Rablevi Darash, go up and listen to Rablevi Darshaning. Why? The less Efshad Duhu Mahavik Marshasa Dele Olfan, he never gives a shear without saying a Chedesh, and Va'alan Va'amar Kumeyoin, they went up and he said in front of them that Kosav Achram, one Pasuk says Yom Trua, because of Achram, another Pasuk says Zichron Trua, Hakitzat, how we understand this, Bishashu Chal Bechol, Yom Trua, Bishashu Chal Beshabbos, Zichron Trua, Rashavan falls out during the week, it's a Yom Trua, you actually blow Shofar, and when it falls out on Shabbos, so it's a Zichron Trua, meaning Maskirin of a Loi Taiken, we only mention the Shofar, but we do not actually blow it. Now we go back to discussing this, Me'ato Af Mikdash L'Yitche, if that's really so, meaning that it's not Daicha Da'i Raisa, so then even in the Beis HaMikdash, it shouldn't be Daicha Shabbos, and we should not be blowing Shofar. And that's as Tana, we have a Braisa, Be'echad L'Chodesh, the Pasuk says, on the first of the month, that's referring to Rosh Hashanah, and that's Mashma, that no matter when Rosh Hashanah falls out, even on Shabbos, since the Pasuk says, the first of the month, we should be blowing Shofar, so we're going to blow Shofar then. Now the reason why it's only in the Beis HaMikdash, because that's the only place where they know for sure that it's the first of the month. All other places have to wait for the notification. By the way, everyone, today is the first day of the month, so they're not able to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it's Shabbos. But in the Beis HaMikdash, which is where the Bezdin is sitting, they know for sure that it's the first of the month, so they can blow on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Me'at, that's really so. So other places, well, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, let's say in Yerushalayim, they know that it's the first of the month because they're right near the Beis HaMikdash, so they should be allowed to blow Shofar on Shabbos as well. And the answer is Tani Yerushim Reichai. He tells us the Pasuk says, and here's the proper gersa, Va'asisem, namely Va'asisem Oilala Hashem. You should make an oled to Hashem. This is a pasuk regarding Rosh Hashanah. What do we learn from here? Makom shekarbanos kraven is only supposed to be done in a place where the karbanos are brought, which is in the Beis Hamikdash. But if it's not in the Beis Hamikdash, no belong shayfer. Now we have another makar for this. Amar chavraya kum Rabbi Yoina. The Chum said in front of Rabbi Yoina. Vaksev, the pasuk says vavarta shayfer trua b'chadish hashvi v'gaimer. And it's important to read the whole pasuk. It tells us vavarta shayfer trua b'chadish hashvi be'eser lachodesh b'yom hakipurim taviru shayfer chal artzachem. And you shall sound the shayfer on the 7th month, on the 10th of the month, on Yom Kippur, which is referring to Yom Kippur of Yovel, and the once again it repeats itself, Tavir Shev B'chal Artzachem. Now from the fact that the pasuk tells us that it should be blown on the 10th of the month, we know that that's referring to Yom Kippur, so it doesn't have to say Yom Kippur. So these words Yom Kippur are extra, and that teaches us that we're going to blow this shofar on Yovel, on Yom Kippur, no matter when Yom Kippur is, even if it's on Shabbos. Then the pasuk also tells us that it's blown on the 7th month. Well, we know that Yom Kippur is in the 7th month, so that's also extra. What do we learn from here? That the other shofar blowing of the 7th month, namely Rosh Hashanah, is compared to the shofar blowing of Yovel. As we just said, the shofar of Yovel is going to be blown on Yom Kippur no matter when that is, even if it's Shabbos, so it'd be the same thing on Rosh Hashanah, even if it falls out on Shabbos. And Limud goes further, that since the shofar of Yovel is blown everywhere, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, so it should be the same thing on Rosh Hashanah. However, Amar Lain, Rabbi Yonah told them that no, when the pasuk concludes, Taviru shofar b'chol artzachem, what does that tell us? Zu atma b'artzachem, that this shofar of Yovel, which is blown on Yom Kippur, that's blown all over the land, ha'acheres loy, but another shofar is not, namely one Rosh Hashanah, is only blown on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash, but not outside. So Amar Lain, they told him, Ay Nemar, maybe we should say differently, Zu atem avirim b'artzachem, that the shofar of Yovel, that's blown throughout artzachem, your land, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, but not outside of it, ha'acheres, but the other shofar, meaning Shofar Rosh Hashanah, bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, that's going to be blown both in Eretz Yisrael and in chutz la'aretz. In other words, we can learn the exact opposite, that not only is the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah going to be blown outside the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, but even outside Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yonah says that ilu havakasev taviru shofar ba'aretzachem, if all the pasuk would have said is taviru shofar ba'aretzachem. So you're right, Chafkim Olam Ralph on the top, Yisuemra could have said the kan miyot of makam achariba, that over here we have a miyot, meaning specifically by Yovel, it's a miyot that only in Eretz Yisrael and in another place, namely Rosh Hashanah, so it's a riboy, and we're going to blow even outside Eretz Yisrael. But the pasuk doesn't say that. El, rather, what does it say? Bechol artzachem. And that tells us that kan riba uvmakam acher miyet. That's specifically over here, by Yovel. That's where the ribuy is, that the shofar of Yovel is going to be blown all over Eretz Yisrael. But another place, it's actually miyot, namely on Rosh Hashanah. When it falls out on Shabbos, we're going to be blowing the shofar only in the Beis HaMikdash and not outside of it. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with another mission continuing with this. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.